Thousands of Iraqis converged on central Baghdad's Tahrir Square on Sunday to mark the first anniversary of the twin assassinations in a U.S. airstrike of a top Iranian general and a leader of a powerful Iraqi Shiite militia. Last year's U.S. drone strike near Baghdad airport killed Major General Qasem Soleimani, the commander of the elite Quds force of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guards Corps, and Abu Mahdi al-Mohandas, the deputy head of Iraq's Hashd al-Shaabi militia, along with several other Iran-allied militiamen. Many of the demonstrators were holding posters of Soleimani and al-Mohandas. Some demanded the expulsion of U.S. troops from Iraq. Authorities in southwestern Pakistan said Sunday gunmen had kidnapped and killed 11 coal mine workers. The deadly overnight attack took place in the town of Mach in Baluchistan province, 50 kilometers southeast of Quetta. Local officials confirmed that several miners were also seriously injured and were being treated at a local hospital. Rescue workers have uncovered a seventh body from a landslide that buried homes in the village of Ask near the capital of Norway. Police said on Sunday, hopes persist that three people who remain missing might yet be found alive. A police spokesman told reporters the search is still considered a rescue operation, in his words, until we decide otherwise. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.